Anything to report on Nick or TJ or BJ?
Well, injury-wise, I know we just had open locker room. Number of you had a chance to visit with the players. We'll have an injury report for you Wednesday.
Mike, BJ and TJ both seem to say they think they got out of it okay. Is Nick a little more serious, though?
That's good news. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's like I said, we'll have an injury report for you Wednesday.
Mike, without the specifics of Nick's injury, I mean, here's a guy who it seems like every time it starts to get rolling for the kid, he's has bad luck and gets hurt. And he had 2 sacks last week. He had another one yesterday. I mean, is that, as a coach, is that just tough to watch? That it looks like it's finally working, whether it was in Baltimore when the guy fell on his foot or what have you. Is that tough as a coach to see that happen to a kid again and again?
I mean, definitely. You never want to see any of your players go through injury stretches. And unfortunately, my experience has been for players that sometimes it comes in bunches. You know, they go through a 2-year period or so. It is unfortunate. I mean, Nick has been having a great year. So as we continue to gather the information, we'll see how he is, and we'll have a better idea on all these guys Wednesday.
What did the tape say?
Evaluation of the tape. You know, a lot of things. You know, the way we break it down, you go through all the mental, you know, aspects of the tape. Offensively, you know, that was not our strength in the game. Defensively, mentally and special teams, we did some good things. Fundamentally, there's plenty to go around for the whole team. And I think, you know, the part that's exciting to us as a team is we know we didn't do things as well as we're capable of. Because, I mean, when you're sitting there talking about mental things in week 5, that's not quite where you want to be. So the fact that you're able to take away from that tells us what kind of team we can really be. I mean, to turn the football over and still win, you know, have a decisive victory at home by 14 points, turn over 3 times, you know, that tells you something about your team. So we want to be a football team that can beat you a number of different ways. That's been the goal since April. We're making steps towards that. We have some guys that are beat up, so this is an important stretch for us. We need to do a better job on our mental preparation because our practice, Wednesday's health report will have a lot to do with how we decide how do we go forward practicing. But, you know, especially early in the season, I've always liked to have, you know, longer padded practices on Thursdays, you know, more so not for your development of your team, getting ready for these early season games, but the development of your young players, because you know you're going to get to the point where, you know, it's not smart to go with lengthy type practices. So you know it's just got a lot of things moving, just like every team in the league does right now. And but we feel good about the final score. We're 5-0, and we got a chance to be 6-0. That's exactly where we want to be.
Whether it's injury or some other reason, you're playing a lot of guys, though, right? Especially on defense, are you getting a lot of guys some experience that's going
to
help?
Definitely. I mean, I think you have to, you know, I told the rookies Saturday night, you know, you're not rookies anymore. So a lot of the rookies have played more football than I think any of us expected at this time, and that just bodes well for the whole team, because it obviously tells you the guys are being productive, that they're prepared. It's a great job by the coaching staff to get these guys ready to play early, and they're producing. So I think it helps us all, you know, all the way through our team.
What did you think of Quentin Rollins and just kind of his emergence Sunday, and what did you see behind the scenes the past couple weeks leading up to that?
I mean, Quentin Rollins is really, I think he's done a lot of good things so far this season. He's definitely one of the rookies I'm referring to. He's, you know, obviously had a, you know, game-changing play in the pick six, and definitely the, you know, put the game in there with the red zone interceptions. So, 2 huge plays that definitely factored in the outcome of the game. But he's a very consistent, very mature young man, and he has been since the day that he's arrived. I think his college experience is, you know, as far as playing basketball and, you know, playing the fifth year and so forth and so forth, speaks to just really his approach. It's never, you know, it's never been too big for him. He's been comfortable from the first day that he stepped out on the field.
And Mike, going back to the offense, you guys have taken pride in how good you've been consistently for the last decade. So it doesn't happen very often where you're not great back to back. besides health, what else do you think's going on there? Like, is it harder for your guys to get open because they're not, defenses aren't feeling as threatened deep? Or what do you think's going on that you're not quite as productive as normal?
Well, there's nothing going on. It's football. I mean, it's the way you compete in this league. So, you know, it's about matchups. It's about scheme, the flow, and things that happen around you. So, to me, this was a very healthy day for our offense to go through. So, and I think I go back to my earlier statement. I think this is exciting. It's a team that wants to beat you as many different ways as possible. We do have a very good offense. We'll be very good on offense as we move forward. So, I mean, we're not making any judgments after five games. It's all about the season, and more importantly, it's about winning football games.
Looking at the run game production, was it something the Rams defense did, or did you see on the tape something maybe the offensive line used to run, or was it just?
Well, I give your opponent credit. You know, they did some good things. There's no doubt about it throughout the game, but it's just, you know, we focus on the things that we can control. You know, really, I would think that, you know, offensively, you know, we weren't as sharp mentally as we needed to be. Was probably a number one correction in the offensive room.
Mike, how different can you be rushing the passer when you're playing a more stationary quarterback versus a more mobile quarterback? Can you rush differently?
Yeah, I mean, every week you have a rush plan, you know, based on, you know, how they protect the quarterback and obviously who's in front of the quarterback protecting them. So you have a rush plan, you got matchups, and definitely, you know, the tendency of the quarterback factors into that. So I mean, it's part of your, it's a component of your game planning.
Mike, what was the thinking with, obviously as TJ comes out, you put in Josh first at right guard, and then Don came in for play and went back to Josh. What were you looking for there?
I'd be giving you too much inside information if I said that. It's good you noticed it, Don. Had nothing to do with performance, I'll just tell you that.
Okay. But you did settle on Josh in the second half, I guess, what did you see?
It had nothing to do with performance.
No, I'm not asking depth, or I guess just what did you see from Josh that second half?
I thought he played well. I thought he did some good things. I mean, you step right in there, and I think as a whole, the pass protection was good, very good. You know, our biggest issues came, you know, more in the mental preparation part of it. But I thought Josh Walker did a nice job.
Mike, the time you put Donnie in, notwithstanding, do you have such good depth now on your offensive line that you don't have to have a sixth man who goes in right away, and then you either move guys around or he goes to one of the other positions? Where you can have JC be your backup center, you can have Josh be your backup guard, and you can have Donnie be your backup tackle. Is that kind of where you're at depth-wise?
You know, there's other things that factor into that. I mean, obviously who you're playing. You know, the fact that you have seven up or you have eight. We have actually Lane Taylor is someone that we have great confidence in, and, you know, we feel like we have nine really good offensive linemen.
Mike, when you mentioned that today was a very healthy day, do you mean in terms of just looking at the tape and learning some stuff about yourself, or was it just the fact that, you know, you came out of this thing with a victory?
You know, it's a lot like growing up in a bar business. Now, you and I have had a few conversations about, you know, the bar business. You know, it's like my mother said, there's things that you should pay close attention to and specifically never do, and then there's things that you should pay attention to and you can learn from that you can do. So I mean that's really the end of it. I think, you know, you learn more from things you don't do well in the game of football, and there's some things we didn't do very well yesterday, and we'll learn from it.
Two more.
Mike, we talk all the time about Aaron, his legs, his mobility, how it stresses the defense, and he's through the first five games running the football more than he has in the past. Is that something that's just by design, how it happens, or something you'd like him to scale back at all going forward?
Well, we don't go into the game looking for Aaron to run. I think when you look at his decisions when he's come out of the pocket, I mean, it's always throw first. But I think he's been very decisive and has taken advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves. Yeah, I'm not interested in seeing Aaron have eight carries or whatever he did in a football game, but I think it's part of you know, the way we play, and it's something he's very good at. I thought he ran smart.
Mike, you've had a seat. Nick Collins' career end with the neck thing. You've seen Jermichael's. How disappointed are you for Sean, and how what's your hope there in terms of him?
You know, it really, in respect for Sean and really the process he's going through, you know, this is really not the time to talk about that. So, you know, there's still things that need to be, you know, looked at, and he needs to go through the whole process until, you know, the final judgment comes in.